Dad out working, mom at home with the kids. It's a stereotypical family dynamic that a lot of us will have grown up with. And alongside that stereotype, generations of women have fought and struggled to make a life and an identity outside the home. But now, some young women are choosing to quit work and revert to more traditional gender and familial roles. On social media and in pop culture, they're called traditional wives or trad wives, and they are huge on social media. Homegrown veggies and flour-dusted pie tins. I mean, let's be real, they're frankly quite photogenic. And like so many big things online, the big hitters in this trend are from the US. And the subcultures become associated with not just kids' craft and freshly churned butter, but far-right ideals. So are trad wives throwing away decades of feminist progress? How did a lifestyle that we used to identify as hippie-ish veer right-wing? And what is the trend telling us about the pressures modern young families face? You're about to hear from an academic who has spent years looking into the trad wife subculture and its influence in America. But first, meet Stacey Knight. She's an Aussie, self-identified trad wife, and she says she just enjoys simplicity and being a homemaker. Stacey, welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're a stay-at-home mum of two toddlers and you're blogging about your family life online. What does trad wife mean to you?
Trad wife definitely doesn't mean to me the same sort of associated terms and views as it does in America or as some women, I guess, sort of follow over there. It's definitely a different view. I have just a genuine interest in caring for my family, cooking, gardening, and just sort of a simpler way of life.
So tell me about like an average day, what that looks like for you.
An average day, we still do all the normal things a family would. We go out, go to the playground, but we do have a large veggie garden and some chickens, so we like to tend to that at home and make as much food as we can.
Is this something that you've always lived like, or is it something you've come to in more recent years?
No, I was a registered nurse before I had kids. By the time I had my daughter, I sort of leaned more into it and became a full-time stay-at-home mum. I think it's definitely got an aspect of, you know, you can save money gardening, growing your own food and cooking meals from scratch, and obviously the health aspect of it as well.
So you say that you don't align yourself so much with the political, I guess, it's not, you can't say that every trad wife in America has a far-right politics, but there's certainly a synergy there. Why do you choose to use this word when it does have those connotations at the moment?
I probably don't heavily align myself with the word trad wife in specific. I definitely align myself more with the term homemaker and homemaking, but you in that category just automatically get slotted into a trad wife. I definitely do obviously all the traditional roles of a trad wife, cooking, you know, cleaning, but every stay-at-home mum would be doing that as well.
So a lot of the life, or the way it's portrayed online at least, I love this content. I get a lot of it on my own social media feeds and it looks so simple, but is it really that simple if you have to film it all and edit those videos and upload them to the internet?
Look, if you weren't videoing it and editing it, that definitely adds, you know, the aspect of making it a lot harder and taking more time. But it definitely also gives you a bit of motivation, you know, to get your garden looking nice and growing more food and helping others, I guess, if they want to learn how to do it as well. So it definitely adds time, but I think in the sense of it still making or going back to just like a simple way of life, yes, I do think it is. It's obviously a little work as well. I mean, you don't just grow a garden and, you know, tend for animals.
Yeah, those veggies certainly don't just pop out of the ground by themselves. No. I know that from my own experience. Yeah. You're listening to Life Matters here on Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor, and I'm speaking to Stacey Knight, who sometimes describes herself as a trad wife, but not like that. On the text line, someone says, I can understand the appeal of a simpler life, but I think the commercialization of an ideal model of female servitude is very dangerous. A more holistic way of life should involve a change to both men and women's traditional roles. Stacey, talk to me about how you see the lifestyle that you and your partner have chosen together in your family and how that sits against the erosions of the rights and freedoms women have fought for over the years.
Well, I think women fought for choice, and that's in today's society, my choice to stay at home and care for my kids and garden and cook. So I think everyone gets that confused. They didn't fight just to go to work. They fought for the choice of being able to choose. And, you know, people don't ask men why they stay home or why they do things. They only seem to ask the women.
Such a good point. I'd love to turn to Dr. Christy Campion, who's an academic at Charles Sturt University, and her research has been very much about the trad wife subculture and its influence in America. Christy, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So we've just heard Stacey's story, which is quite a specific and Australian story, but you've been looking at this culture at large in the States. How do you describe a trad wife in your research sphere?
Look, I see the concept of the trad wife as an umbrella term that captures within it quite a number of different sorts of people and different sorts of beliefs as well. So the trad wife phenomena, it's not just a right-wing notion. It also exists in the left-wing. It exists in religious spaces and in non-political spaces as well. My research, however, has generally looked quite closely at trad wives within the far right.
So tell me about what you're seeing in the States and why we're seeing this uprising of conservative values being associated with this movement.
Yeah, look, so it is one of those movements that's really difficult to quantitate. How much is it actually growing? What is actually appealing to people? And to all, you know, anyone who becomes a trad wife or enters into that world, there are a wide array of motivations that can impact that. But generally speaking, what's particularly compelling about this this way of living is it draws on an extremely popular social media aesthetic. You know, it draws on cottage core, it draws on the soft girl notion. It draws on this idea that being a trad wife is a simpler and purer way of living. But in the far right, we see that with direct connotations with white womanhood and womanhood under threat. And they really are capable of twisting it into almost an anti-feminist stance.
Lots of people texting in. One person says, I think women are being drawn to it due to an added pressure of modern life for women now. Women with full-time jobs still come home and do the bulk of the cooking, cleaning and housework. We are tired. Another person says, staying at home with your kids has become aspirational because it's just so out of reach for so many families who require a dual income just to survive. Christy, how much is this cost of living and huge juggle play into the attraction of this, especially online?
Look, I think your commenters are absolutely spot on there. This is actually something that we see far-right trad wives talk about a lot, which is that they talk about modern society as being in decay. And one of the reasons why they say that is because cost of living is so dire right now that many women don't actually have the choice of staying home with their children. Some women are feeling like they're being forced into the workforce in addition to continuing to carry the broader weight of domestic duties and domestic labour. And so this is what we actually see far-right trad wives talk about, and they talk about modern society as crushing women, as defeminising women, and forcing them into unnatural ways of living. So those sorts of narratives do actually play into the popularity of the movement. One of the tricky aspects of it, though, is that for many people, being a trad wife is not their economic reality because they simply can't afford it. So it becomes more of a individualist fantasy or an escape, the idea of leaving the workforce and becoming a trad wife. When we see this being sort of promoted, though, by the far right, they're not thinking of it from the perspective of women's welfare or women's ability to choose. They're thinking of it from the perspective of countering what they see as the influence of left-wing politics. They're seeing it from the perspective of modern society being controlled by feminism or left-wing politics. And then they're able to sort of weave into it all these other narratives that are actually quite abusive narratives towards members of our community. So these are narratives against the LGBTIQ community, against immigrant communities, but we also see them fiercely opposing things like abortion or divorce.
Christy, so your research is very much focused on the States. I'd love to know how much we know about how those views are reflected here in Australia.
Look, some of them are amongst a very small subculture of far-right trad wives in Australia, because, again, not every trad wife is far-right. But there does tend to be quite a lot of online connection between these communities. You know, it's 2025. We're all talking to people online every day. So that's not a terribly surprising thing. But we do tend to see in this space, these sorts of influencers often do collaborate and share content and really broaden their reach across international boundaries.
You're listening to Life Matters here on Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor, and we're talking about trad wives this morning, going back to a so-called traditional way of life, especially as it's represented to us online. One person says, feminism is 100% about choice and freedom and equality. It's not about telling people how to live, which is really the point that Stacey Knight made before. She's a trad wife, sometimes self-described trad wife here in Australia, very separate to the research that Christy does. Stacey, I'd love to bring you back into the conversation because we have a lot of people asking questions about your experience. Someone says, please ask Stacey about the realities of blogging and internet presence. What's that like, displaying your lifestyle online for everyone to sort of see and comment on?
Well, I mean, I have quite a small following. I also don't commonly share my kids on social media. I just try to stick to gardening and recipes and meal prep and snack prep and things like that. So you do get the odd comments, but I've actually been pretty lucky. I don't really get that many bad comments other than the feedback sometimes about how I cook a steak.
Everyone's got their own opinions on how to cook steak. Another text here says, highly recommend the trad husband. My husband took on the homemaking role while I worked. He did a great job and we saved a heap of money with his fixing and repairing skills. Stacey, if you're sort of filling the very traditional wife role in your household, what's your husband's contribution?
Well, he obviously contributes financially and he is still a very hands-on dad. I still get to do, you know, all of my own things, have my own time, as does he. So we still are a very modern couple, but we just are in the traditional sense that he goes to work and I stay home with the kids. But there's still a lot of support, open communication and equal rights, which I think is the most important part.
So your kids are still pretty little. Do you see yourself going back into the workplace at some stage?
I don't see myself going back anytime soon. I think I might rethink it when they go to school. But as some of the commenters said when they texted in, I do agree that for working mums, it would be really hard to juggle mum life, even though you could have the most supportive husband in the world, very hands-on, you still have the mental load of being a mother, and that just doesn't go away. So I think I'm privileged enough to stay home, and I think it would be really hard to go to work full-time and also look after the kids.
I can hear some very cute little cooing noises in the background, Stacey. I'll let you get back to your day as a mum. That was Aussie trad wife Stacey Knight. She said she doesn't identify with the politics of the world but was drawn to the simple life which she blogs about online, her family life, veggie gardens and home cooking. And earlier you heard from Dr. Christy Campion. She's an academic at Charles Sturt University who's investigated the trad wife subculture, largely its influence in the US.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.